tomorrow night, the 126th all-time meeting between APC and Murray. What can we expect?
Well, you can expect that it's going to be a very up and down game because they like to get in transition. And we like to push the ball, too, whenever the game's just flowing. And it's going to be a spectacular show because, you know, John Moran's going to have his antics and his whole team's going to have what they do. And we're going to do our little celebrations. And there's going to be oohs and ahs in the crowd, too. So it's going to be a fun one. And I think people are going to get their money's worth. And it's a game people don't want to miss in OVC.
How important is it for this place to be packed for you guys?
I think it's very important because we don't need it full of Murray fans. We need as much red as we can in here. And we feed off the crowd a lot in our game. So, like, when we hear the Let's Go Pete chants or defense or any type of chant that can get us going or just being into it, it'll get us going. And our guys like to see it. And our guys thrive off the motivation from our fans.
Speaking of defense, speaking of Morant, what are y'all planning to do to slow him down?
We got to stop him in transition because they're a very fast team, and coach, he just wants us to like help the guy that's guarding him stop him. It's not going to be a one man effort; it's going to be a team effort. So, you know, that's what it's going to take.
Murray and Morant's a team, a player that's gotten a lot of coverage nationally this season. A lot of people, a team that people talk about, some say they're even good enough to get in the tournament without winning the OVC tournament. Do you feel like there's any kind of maybe resentment or disrespect that y'all have gotten based on how much people talk about Murray and overlook Austin Peay?
Yeah, but you know we can't feed into that and say they're getting all the recognition and we're just getting spat on. You know. We just got to keep playing with that chip on our shoulder and keep playing to where it's got us now. So we can't harp on the negatives or the positives that they got. We just got to keep doing what we're doing and just stick to what has got it here. And that's all we can do.
Do y'all feel like underdogs tomorrow night?
No, not at all. We don't feel like underdogs. Like, we're in our house playing. They got to come play us too, just like we got to go play them. It ain't just they're not supposed to be the better team. I feel we're the better team anyway, so it is what it is.
How do y'all plan on keeping Murray out of the paint?
Team effort, you know. Just doing what our coach tells us to do, and we got to keep him off the offensive glass and just limit touches and just come out and play our best defense possible.
What would a win tomorrow night mean? What would it say about this team?
It'll say that we're here and that we can play with anybody. We don't care who you got on your team. We don't care if you got the projected number two pick in the league or whatnot. Like, we're here and we're not going nowhere. And people should get used to seeing Austin Peay at the top.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry.